Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. And today, sometime during the program, I'm going to do a little thing for Bob Gilman, Seattle pianist, who died yesterday about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I knew him and played in bands with him, and I'll talk about that. I'd like to get started with Bunk Johnson and the Yerba Buena Jazz Band, Lou Waters Band, in San Francisco, 1944, for Good Time Jazz. Bunk, a New Orleans legend, came in to take over for Lou Waters for these sessions. And here they are with Clancy Hayes playing the drums instead of the banjo and singing.
The town is full of guys who think they're mighty wise just because they know a thing or two. Why, you can see them every day strolling up and down Broadway, telling of the wonders they can do. You'll see wise guys and boosters, card sharps and trap shooters. They congregate around the Metropole. They wear those flashy ties and collars, but where they get their dollars, they've all got an ace down in the hole. Now some of them ride to the old folks for coin, and that's their ace in the hole. While others have gas on that old tenderloin, and that's their ace in the hole. They'll tell you of money they've made and they've spent, but they never can find a bankroll. And their names would be mud like a chump dealing stud if they lost that old ace in the hole.
Thank you.
to 19. Took my babe away, Lord. To 17, bring her back someday. On the corner with her feet just soaking wet, her feet so wet. Stood on the corner with her feet soaking wet. Begging each and every man that she met. Give me a lousy dime. If you can't give a dollar, give me a lousy dime. Just want to feed that hungry man of mine.
Clancy Hayes singing, playing drums here in the band rather than the usual banjo. And Bunk Johnson from New Orleans joining Lou Waters and his Yerba Buena Jazz Band in San Francisco, 1944, for Good Time Jazz Records. Turk Murphy on trombone and Ellis Horn playing clarinet. Bert Bales at the piano, Pat Patton banjo. Squire Gershbach on bass and Clancy singing and playing the drums with Bunk Johnson on trumpet. Ace in the Hole, I can't remember how long ago that was written, probably in the teens, by James Dempsey and Sid Mitchell, and the traditional 219 blues of the train taking my baby away. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Next up, the Missourians. This is a great band from the late 20s. This one's called 400 Hop, written by the trombonist Priest Wheeler. The Missourians, a little history here of them. They became Cab Calloway's band. If you are familiar with Cab, one of the great band leaders. He didn't play anything, but he was one of the truly great singers in this art. And had a band for many years, and as I said, it came out of this one. Here are the Missourians in 1929, 400 Hop. Thank you. to become Cab Calloway's orchestra a little bit later, the Missourians, and swinging as beautifully as they ever did. 1929 for Victor Records. The trombonist who soloed there, DePriest Wheeler, did the arrangement and wrote 400 Hop, the Missourians. Bessie Smith now, 1930, with James P. Johnson on piano. James P. was Fats Waller's teacher, many others, the master of what's called Harlem Stride style. With Bessie, also the Bessemer Singers, a chorus to come in to back her on these. Columbia Records, On Revival Day, written by Andy Razaf, and Clarence Williams, Moan, You Moaners. Here's Bessie Smith.
Have you ever seen a church begin to rock? Heard a sundown deacon preaching to his flock? Have you ever seen old Satan on a run? Then follow me, see just how it's done. And have you ever heard a sermon stir your soul? Make you crave the river of Jordan as you go. Have you ever felt as though you'd like to shout? Then come on and let them feelings out. Oh, Lord. Yes, hear those sisters groaning. And hear those brothers moaning. Repenting and atoning on revival day. They talking to the spirit just like you see and hear it. They simple and they bear it on revival day. When that congregation starts to sing, nothing in this world don't mean a thing. Oh, glory, hallelujah, makes you feel so peculiar. The devil cannot rule you on revival day.
Glory, glory,
hymns are purifying.
Glory, glory,
wash my sins away.
Lordy, lordy,
feel just like a lion.
Lordy, lordy,
I'm reborn today. Oh, yes, hear those sisters groaning and hear them brothers moaning, repenting and atoning on revival day. Oh, they're talking to the spirit just like you see and hear it. They simple and they bear it on revival day. When that congregation starts to sing, nothing in this world don't mean a thing. Oh, glory, hallelujah, makes you feel so peculiar. The devil cannot rule you on revival day. Sisters and brothers, we met here on some serious business. It's been some backbiting going on. And the thing I want to know is who's been doing it. It's a shame. It's a shame. It's a shame. The thing I want to know is what bit me on my, who bit me on my back? He, you sinners, hear my call. Satan's waiting for you all. Better get your souls washed white. Better see the light.
Amen.
Fiery punish down below. If you ain't right, down you go. To a region of hot brimstone. Let you start right into moan. You better get down on your knees and let the good Lord, hear your plea.
Moan, yeah.
All that you want to rest with ease. Moan, you moan. Just bend your head way down and pray. To have the devil chase away.
Moan, yeah.
Come, let your souls be saved today. Moan, you moan. Singing hallelujah, blood of the Lamb, let your voices rise. Hear me talking to you, ain't got no time to sham.
If you want to get to paradise,
you must repent without a doubt. And let the good Lord hear you shout.
Oh, yeah.
Religion turns you inside out. Moan, you moan. You better get out on your knees and let the good Lord hear your plea.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to rest with ease, moan, you moan. Just bend your head way down and pray to have the devil chase away.
Oh, yeah.
Come, let your soul be saved today. Moan, you moan. Singing hallelujah, blood of the Lamb, let your voices rise. Hear me talking to you, ain't got no time to sham.
If you want to get to paradise,
repent without a doubt. That's a good Lord, hear you shout. Religion turns you inside out. Moan, you moan.
Bessie Smith, 1930, and two great ones as far as I'm concerned. For Columbia Records, On Revival Day, written by Andy Razaf, excuse me, who wrote the lyric for so many of Fats Waller's grand conceptions. And Moan You Moaners, I said Clarence Williams, it could be Spencer Williams, or someone else for that matter. 1930, Bessie Smith with James B. Johnson on piano and Bessemer Singers behind her. And I was thinking to mention that one of my favorite modern singers, fairly modern singers, was Janis Joplin. And it certainly is apparent to me, particularly listening to Bessie sing on Revival Day, what a tremendous influence Bessie had on Janis. Here's Dave Brubeck in the summer of 1955. Thank you. Dave Brubeck in 1955 at Basin Street in New York City. Nice crowd there for them. Columbia Records went in and recorded them. Vincent Heumann, Sometimes I'm Happy, and Brubeck's really quite remarkable composition for Ellington called The Duke. Brubeck at the piano, Paul Desmond on alto saxophone, Bob Bates bass, and Joe Dodge playing the drums. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and... now to Benny Goodman. These were made by Columbia Records in 1940, November of that year, to give Eddie Sauter, the great arranger and composer, a chance to do his brilliant skill. And first up is Benny Rides Again, written by Sauter, and has Cootie Williams, who had joined the band just about this time from Duke, had come over to Benny. And he'll play his beautiful trumpet. And then The Man I Love, written by Gershwin and arranged by Sauter, for vocalist Helen Forrest. Benny Goodman, November 1940.
big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand. And in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say.
Goodman and Helen Forrest singing for you, and two from 1940, November 1940. Benny Rides Again, written by and arranged by Eddie Sauter, featuring, in part, trumpeter Cootie Williams, and The Man I Love by Gershwin, with Helen Forrest singing, Benny Goodman. About a month later, sometime in the middle of December 1940, Goodman was with the Philharmonic Symphony Orchestra of New York, excuse me, to do a composition by Claude Debussy called The First Rhapsody for Clarinet. The conductor of the Philharmonic is John Barbaroli. The soloist is Benny Goodman.
Thank you.
Goodman in December, sometime in December of 1940, with the Philharmonic Symphony Orchestra of New York, conducted by Sir John Barbirolli, and recorded by Columbia, Claude Debussy's First Rhapsody for Clarinet, Part 1 and 2. That is one side of a 12-inch 78, and then the other. About 8 minutes of composition, but quite effective. In 1945, Benny Goodman had with him Red Norvo on vibes, Teddy Wilson piano, Mike Bryan on guitar, Slam Stewart on the bass, Maury Feld on drums, and they played this way. Many wonderful Benny Goodman sextets, that one from February 1945 for V-Disc, those records that were made to be sent to the men and women who were fighting the cause during World War II. John Layton's After You've Gone, played by Benny Goodman on clarinet, Red Norvo vibes, Teddy Wilson piano, Mike Bryan guitar, Slam Stewart on bass, both pizzicato and bowing, and Maury Feld on the drums. After You've Gone, Benny Goodman for V-Disc. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and out of Kansas City, and one of the great bands ever, and certainly out of Kansas City, Benny Moten. Moten was a piano player and took in Count Basie to play second piano, and eventually, when Moten died in 1935, he took over and became Count Basie, and we know that 50-year period is wonderful. Benny Moten for Victor Records, Liza Lee, written by Bud Green and Sam Stepped, and Get Goin', written by Tot Seymour and Max Rich. And we will hear the likes of Hot Lips Page on trumpet, Buster Moten, and I never remember whether he's the brother or nephew or whatever, but he's related to Benny, and he plays what was called the piano accordion. Harlan Leonard, who would have a great band in his own way, will play alto and soprano. Jack Washington on baritone saxophone and Jimmy Rushing singing. Eddie Durham, the great composer and arranger, plays guitar here, Basie on piano, Woody Walder on tenor, and Rushing throughout. Here's Benny Moten and his Kansas City Orchestra, 1930. Thank you. Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, 1930 for Victor Records, Liza Lee and Get Going, the vocalist Jimmy Rushing. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Here is Stan Kenton.
Somewhere there's music, I'll paint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, I'll hide the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me and I love you. Somewhere there's heaven, it's where you are. Somewhere there's music, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, I'll steal my heart, how high the moon.
Christie singing for you, 1947 for Capitol Records, Milt Bernhardt trombone, Art Pepper on alto, Eddie Safransky bass, and Shelly Mann on drums, and Morgan Lewis and Nancy Hamilton's How High the Moon, an arrangement by Pete Rugolo, Stan Kenton, December 1947. Here's Horace Silver, Percy Heath, Art Blakey, piano, bass, and drums.
Thank you.
Boris Silver at the piano, Percy Heath playing the bass, and Art Blakey, the jazz messenger, playing drums. Day In, Day Out, written by pianist Rube Bloom, and Silver's own Opus Defunk, or a Silver Trio for Blue Note 78 Records, in November 1953. Hey, what do I want? Oh! This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and Hoagy Carmichael now, great composer and actor and pianist, all of that. In 1930, for Victor, he made Lazy River. He wrote it. With some help in the lyric by Sid Aradine. The clarinetist is Jimmy Dorsey. The trombonist is Tommy Dorsey. The violinist is Joe Venuti. On piano, I think it's Carmichael, but I'm not sure. Hoagy is here to sing it for you, though. Lazy River. Carmichael, his orchestra, his composition, Lazy River, and his voice singing it. Jimmy Dorsey's clarinet, Tommy Dorsey's trombone, Joe Venuti's violin. And doing the verse and the chorus. The chorus is the part of a classical popular song that we all remember. The verse sort of sets it up in the lyric. And Victor Records were on hand for that. I decided to record the flip side, that is the other side of the 10-inch record. And this is a waltz, same band, called Just Forget, written by singer, pianist, and composer Art Gillum. And I'm playing it simply for its singular beauty. One of those situations where I found that record many years ago, and on one side is Lazy River, and on the other is that waltz you just heard called Just Forget, sung by Hoagy. And I played Lazy River for many years, and then one time I decided to flip the record over. I was just caught up with that. It's a beautiful thing. Art Gillum wrote it, and I figure if Jimmy and Tommy Dorsey and Joe Venuti and Hoagy Carmichael are going to do that, I would. 1930, Hoagy Carmichael and his orchestra for Victor Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Now, Duke Ellington, and let's go to French Lick, Indiana, 1958, and one that Ellington and Strayhorn did called Red Garter. Thank you. Duke Ellington in French Lick, Indiana, August 1958, and one that he co-composed with Billy Strayhorn, Red Garter. Ellington soloed at the piano, Jimmy Wood bass, Britt Woodman, trombone, Harold Shorty Baker on trumpet, Harry Carney's baritone saxophone, and Jimmy Hamilton's clarinet. Same place, same time, another co-composed composition by Ellington and Strayhorn called Multicolored Blue. This features Johnny Hodges on alto, Harold Baker trumpet, and Ozzy Bailey on vocal.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington on the Job in Indiana, 1958, and Multicolored Blue, written by Duke and Billy Strayhorn, Johnny Hodges on alto, Harold Baker on trumpet, and Ozzie Bailey singing for you. Duke Ellington, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. All right. I want to talk about Bob Gilman, my friend who died yesterday of the ravages of leukemia and suffered far too long with that. But I just wanted to mention him and play some things that he would have loved to hear, and I'm sure he's listening to them. He and I played in the Great Excelsior Jazz Band a number of years ago and for several years and enjoyed each other's company. And for years, since that time, he's been the pianist in the Monday Night Band at Gay Anderson's New Orleans Creole Restaurant in Pioneer Square, the Monday Night New Orleans Quintet. And Bob's been there on piano. And he loved Joe Sullivan, so I brought, in memory of my friend Bob, Joe Sullivan in Los Angeles, 1935. Thank you. Jeff Sullivan for Decca Records in Los Angeles in 1935, and two that he wrote, Little Rock Getaway and Just Strolling, Joe Sullivan. That's part of a in memoriam to the death of Seattle pianist Bob Gilman, who died yesterday. And finally, for Bob, Joe Sullivan and his Cafe Society Orchestra in 1940, in a composition by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. Sullivan and his Cafe Society Orchestra. That means they were playing at Barney Josephson's place in New York. There were two of them, one uptown, one downtown. Cafe Society, 1940. I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Ed Anderson, trumpet, and Benny Morton, trombone. Edmund Hall on clarinet. Danny Polo, tenor saxophone. Freddie Green, guitar. Henry Tucker on bass. Johnny Wells, drums. And, of course, Sullivan at the piano with Joe Turner. Beautiful singing there for you. I Can't Give You Anything But Love, and that in memory of Bob Gilman, who died yesterday, Seattle pianist. All right. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Thank you.
yonder in Dixieland. Walk on, crazy Bob, that jugo band. Oh, feel so good. Feel so good. Everybody's doing it, cause it feels so
Jasper Davis and his orchestra for Harmony 78 Records in 1929. and giving Lizzie Miles a chance to sing for you. She was born in New Orleans and died there. Born in 1895, died in 1963. It Feels So Good, written by J.C. Johnson, and also by Johnson, Georgia Gigolo. Lizzie Miles with Jasper Davis and his orchestra, 1929. Now the Dixie Stompers. This is Fletcher Henderson's band. Fletcher Henderson, one of the great early arrangers, who learned from his chief arranger, Don Redman. Redman was well in advance of everybody at the time in being able to take a big band and make all the different sounds work within 3 minutes. That is one side of a 10-inch 78 record. The Dixie Stompers were called that simply because they were performing and being recorded by other companies. And Fletcher Henderson on his orchestra would be for the regular contract guys. Here are the Dixie Stompers, or if you wish, Fletcher Henderson, 1926, Nervous Charlie Stomp and Black Horse Stomp, both arranged by Don Redman. Thank you. Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, known here as the Dixie Stompers, and two rather remarkable pieces arranged for the band by Don Redman. Nervous Charlie Stomp and Black Horse Stomp, both on Velvetone, 78. I can't remember where Velvetone was sold. In those days, you bought records at certain department stores and all that. There wasn't the big record outlets that we have today. Fletcher Henderson's band and Don Redman's really spectacular arranging. He didn't have any models. He just did it. And everybody followed suit. We're going to get to Boyd Rayburn, who was, in a way, Don Redman later on. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Boyd Rayburn played bass saxophone and put together a band in 1946, as I said, 20 years after the Dixie Stompers. And he hired some really wonderful arrangers who had, I'm sure, learned a lot from Don Redman. Body and Soul by Johnny Green will be sung by Ginny Powell and arranged by the sometimes pianist with the band, George Handy.
Thank you.
Rayburn and his orchestra in 1946 in Hollywood for Jewel, 78 records. And the reason I brought that following Fletcher Henderson's band was to show sort of the second wave of experimental arranging that was going on following Don Redman's brilliant early work. First we heard Body and Soul, Jenny Powell singing it, and George Handy arranging that classic. And then an original composition and arrangement by Ed Finkel for the band with Wilbur Swartz, who was Glenn Miller's clarinetist, playing alto saxophone, Ray Lynn's trumpet, Jackie Mills drums, Ollie Wilson on trombone, and Hal Schaffer on piano. Boyd Rayburn's band, 1946. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News. And celebrating 20 years of all that jazz, the service of Pacific Lutheran University. Okay, let's do some ragtime. This is Biograph Records and Tapes. Came out with some interesting material several years ago. This is Scott Joplin playing, making piano rolls. And I believe they were recorded sometime around May 1916. His recordings were done, his compositions were done much earlier, 1903 for the first two, and for the third one, 1899. Here's Scott Joplin, piano rolls, three of them, Something Doing, Weeping Willow Rag, and Maple Leaf Rag. Thank you. Scott Joplin and a couple that he wrote, done in 1916. Biograph Tapes and Records brought them out a few years ago, of piano rolls of Scott Joplin playing. Something Doing, written in 1903, and also for that year, Weeping Willow Rag. I'm breaking in here before Maple Leaf Rag because I'm going to chase that. First, let me say that you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and... Not a Scott Joplin performing his Maple Leaf Rag, because I'm going to segue to Jelly Roll Morton at the Library of Congress with Alan Lomax in 1938, and Morton explaining the difference between rag and jazz and what he did with Maple Leaf. Here's Scott Joplin, followed by Jelly Roll Morton.
Thank you. was the way they played it in Missouri. Of course, I played the same tune. I had played it, I guess, long before I went to the state of Missouri. And I played it in different tempo. That is on the version of my creation of jazz music. In fact, I changed every style to mine.
The summer of 1938 with Alan Lomax at the Library of Congress for Circle Records, and his explaining his version, what he would do with Maple Leaf Rag, Charlie Roe Morton. Right. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Thank you. Howard McGhee and his trumpet for Dial, 78 records in 1946, in a composition McGhee wrote called Thermodynamics. It's interesting, to those titles from that time. Like we had a record company called Atomic. Well, it doesn't seem that much now, but it was then. Thermodynamics, my goodness. McGhee on trumpet and Jimmy Bunn on piano. Bob Kesterson on bass and Roy Porter playing the drums. Howard McGhee for Dial 78 Records. Bud Powell, 1947 now, from Roost Records. Curly Russell bass and Max Roach on drums.
Thank you.
1947 that was recorded. Bud Powell for Roost 78 Records, Curly Russell bass and Max Roach on drums, Thelonious Monk's Off Minor, and Gene DePaul's I'll Remember April. Bud Powell. Now we're going to chase Boogie Woogie. This was a composition by Pine Top Smith. He did it for dancers, and he explained about stopping, and there's a break in it, and he would tell them when to start again and dancing. It's like, well, like square dancing. I mean, you get somebody calling what you're supposed to be doing in the dance. And Pine Top Smith had that idea. I'm going to start with Honey Hill, a 1938 piano solo, Chicago piano player Honey Hill, and his version. Then Tommy Dorsey's version and a brilliant arrangement by Dean Kincaid with Howard Smith on piano. And then the original 1928 Pine Top Smith. Chasing Boogie Woogie by Pine Top Smith. Thank you. Boogie Woogie by Pinetop Smith, starting with Honey Hill, 1938. Tommy Dorsey's band with Dean Kincaid's beautiful arrangement, 1938. And in Chicago, 1928, the composer Pinetop Smith with all the directions to the dancers, as I said. And Pinetop's Boogie Woogie. Pinetop Smith on Vocalion, 78. Dorsey on Victor. And Honey Hill on Decca. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you are listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Now let's go to a cold December 13th, 1932, in Camden, New Jersey, for Victor Records. Benny Moulton's Kansas City Orchestra is here with Count Basie on piano. This is a composition by Eddie Bearfield and an arrangement for the band by Bearfield of Toby. We'll hear Basie's piano, Eddie Durham's guitar, Hot Lips Page on trumpet, Ben Webster tenor saxophone, Bearfield on alto saxophone, Dan Miner on trombone. Here's Toby, 1932, in Camden, New Jersey. Well, they had to play like that because Victor forgot to turn the heat on. That's true. True story. And December 13th, 1932, Benny Moten's band in Camden, New Jersey, at the Victor Recording Studio there. What'd we hear? Eddie Bearfield's Toby, then Mylon Bertie Joy's, written by Jelly Roll Morton and others, and Lafayette. Lafayette, I believe, was a composition by Eddie Durham. I think so, with Basie helping out. The piano there was Basie. The tenor sax you heard was Webster, Ben Webster. The beautiful clarinet, wild, wonderful clarinet, was Eddie Bearfield. And more, Walter Page's extremely effective string bass. Right there. We heard all that. And that was Benny Moten in Camden, New Jersey, December 13th, 1932. This is 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanking all of you for being out there.